Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. We're learning more today about the mysterious man known as Misha. Relatives of the Boston bomb suspect say an Armenian convert to Islam named Misha brainwashed the older suspect, Tamerlan Shenayev, radicalizing him. And the Shenayev brothers' mother, who it was reported over the weekend made phone calls that raised alarms with Russian officials back in 2011, said recently that she and Tamerlan became more religious after they met this Misha. But Misha may be a false lead. Christian Carroll of the New York Review of Books tracked Misha down in Rhode Island yesterday. He joins us now. And Christian, first of all, what is this man's full name and how did he receive you, this first reporter, to turn up on his doorstep?
His name is Mikhail Alexbierdov, a pretty hard name to pronounce. And Misha is, of course, the short form of the Russian name Mikhail. How did he receive me? He was very, very anxious and nervous. He'd sort of been expecting, I think, that some journalist would track him down, but actually having me there on the threshold of his apartment was clearly quite a shock for him, but he was very nice and friendly, and he invited me in.
Yeah, he sat down. He was living there with his elderly parents. His girlfriend was there. Let's rush to say what he said when you asked what his relationship was with Tamerlan Shenayev. What did he say?
He did indeed admit that he knew him, and it did become quite clear in the course of our conversation that Misha was, in fact, an Armenian who converted to Islam, but he denied to me vehemently that he had ever instructed or encouraged Tamerlan to engage in any kind of terrorist act. He said, in fact, I was not his teacher, I was never his teacher. If I had been his teacher, I would have told him that all of this was wrong.
He said what his relationship wasn't with Tamerlan Shenayev. Did he say what it was?
No, because he was so anxious, nervous, and his father was pretty much on the verge of having a heart attack from the stress of all of this, that, you know, every time we started to get into the sensitive territory, you know, the things that we all want to know, the rest of the family would say, don't talk about that, don't talk about that. We never quite got to the position where I could really find out the good stuff. There are a lot of questions that remain unanswered. I'm the first to admit that.
What did he say about the FBI, any interactions with the FBI?
Well, he was very eager to emphasize how much he had cooperated with the FBI. In fact, he told me before I could really even ask him about it, he said, well, you know, I've been cooperating with the investigation. They've taken my computer, my cell phone, and other stuff, and I was happy to give it to them. And they've actually told me that they're going to be giving it back to me soon because they didn't find anything. And they've also told me that they're probably going to close the case on me within the next few days because they've concluded that I'm not guilty of any wrongdoing and not guilty of any important actions in this whole story.
What did he say about the family members, the uncle, for instance, who have accused him of radicalizing Tamerlan Shenayev?
Well, he was very bewildered by that, and he said, these people who are accusing me of this are people I've never met, the uncle and the brother-in-law who lives in Kazakhstan. And he said, perhaps they're trying to divert attention away from their own responsibility for what happened. And he said this about the time that we were hearing this story, that the mother had been reported on a wiretap by the Russians talking with Tamerlan and some other suspicious people. So that was a major part of his argument. Family is trying to distract attention from themselves.
Well, look, you spoke to him in Russian. You have a bigger piece you're writing, a larger piece about the investigation in the Boston bombings. As others have said, who knew this terrific reporting would come out of the New York Review of Books? But, Christian, I just want to ask, because there are comments on your story of people saying, are you sure you had the right Misha?
Yes, well, that's a very good question. I'm pretty sure he's the right guy. He fits the physical description. The family that I was interviewing in Boston knew him. As soon as the name came up, they said, oh, yeah, this guy's Misha. And then when they gave me his name, they said that he lived in Rhode Island. All that checked out. And then again, when I arrived at his apartment, he fit all the characteristics that Misha was supposed to have. We've since heard that the U.S. authorities have said on background that, yes, we know who Misha is, and he lives in Rhode Island. Finally, you know, there aren't that many Armenians who have converted to Islam. So he fits the profile, and he seemed to be authentic to me.
Well, officials are also saying on background that they don't think that this Misha had anything to do with radicalizing the Shenayev brothers. That has not been officially reported, but your story might be a story of clearing someone's name.
It's quite possible, yes. On the face of things, that's what it looks like.
Christian Carroll of the New York Review of Books on his interview with the man known as Misha. Christian, thank you.
Thank you, Ron.